At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We'll get to the High Hopes Shacky Baseball Report in a moment with some interesting news about the Phils playing last night that doesn't make you feel confident about tonight's game. We'll get to that in a moment. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the Twitter question. Did you watch Taylor Swift on the New Heights podcast? What do you think the response is to that,
Ike? No.
Oh, and what do you think the number is?
I'm going to go 73%.
You're right on. No, it's 75.9%.
Wow. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, I saw the clip. I wish, sometimes I come across as Taylor Swift hater. I'm not.
Yeah.
I think she's got a bunch of good songs. I just I don't get like the thing.
Yeah, I'm not in. Yeah, I'm out.
It's fine.
Got nothing against her.
Yeah,
help
nothing
her
wrong.
And Travis.
Yeah.
Stay in love, stay together forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is not.
It's just like, it's not my thing. And I love pop music.
Yeah. I know.
I'm pop music guy. I'm Olivia Rodrigo guy, Sabrina Carpenter guy.
Here's the funny thing.
Hey.
It hasn't turned me into a Taylor Swift fan.
Her being football adjacent.
It didn't make me go out and want to get Taylor Swift music.
How many NFL fans has Taylor Swift brought over to her music?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we talk about how many people she's brought to the NFL. I'm like, how many people did turn into Taylor Swift fans now?
I don't get it. But it was a cool interview. I mean, I watched it.
It's cool that she gave him the exclusive. He's probably like, finally.
Yeah.
Do something for my career. I'm flying all around to see your concerts. You know?
Well, she's doing much more for his career.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes. I would say so. Let's talk about the Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
A loaded Jackie Baseball Report. Loaded Jackie Baseball Report. A lot to get to.
You're going to give me a chance to complain about last night's game during the report.
I don't know. Do you want to complain about last night's
game? Can I just give 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
It's just the thing with this team, this specific year, is they just will not give. I believe in the Phillies this year. I do. But I kind of want that wave where everybody's feeling it and everybody's believing and everybody's excited.
Yeah.
And they just never give you that opportunity.
You don't want that in August, though.
Well, but it's, but we.
Well, we're trying to start to build
August
momentum.
Is the
we
end
do
of the
want
year.
It in August.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's wild that they have the same record they had last year, but there's never been a point during. We started off, 44-19 something last year, something crazy. There's never been a real time this year where it's all clicking for a substantial amount of time. And coming after that first win in Cincinnati, I'm like, here it is. I keep saying the same thing. They're going to rip off 7 or 8 in a row. And then they win that first game in Cincinnati, and then they give you so huge duds in the second two games. And it like, again, it does not affect my overall belief in what they can do as a team. I just, from like a wave standpoint, I just want them to rip off a bunch of wins, put the division away, get everyone excited. But it's like they have a limiter. Like, you know how the cars that when kids are learning how to drive, there's like a limiter how fast it can go.
Sure.
There's like a limiter on this team from excitement. And as soon as everybody starts getting excited, they're like, oh, we better not score for two games. And, you know.
Don't want to peak too early.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah, everybody's getting excited. Throw Romano out there for a minute.
Well, again, if Bryce Harper would have properly fielded the baseball or properly played first base, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but we can't make the guy's got his ERA is 7. He's pitched a ton.
I know.
We can't keep making excuses for Romano.
What was Lidge's ERA in 09?
It was like 6 something after the first month. Yeah. But he wasn't good in 09.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I know. High hopes, Jackie Baseball.
So speaking of the effort we might see tonight.
Thank you.
Effort we might see tonight. The Phillies had a maintenance issue with their plane in Cincinnati after last night's game. Once again, the city of Cincinnati trying to keep Kyle Schwarber in town. Unbelievable. So they had to stay overnight in Cincinnati. And their plane just landed, I guess, a short time ago in Washington. The game's at 6:45 tonight. That per Scott Lauber.
Wow. I hope they get a police escort to the stadium. It can take a while to get around over there.
I'm wondering, couldn't they have caught a morning flight?
Well, you've had problems sometimes with the morning flight out of Cincinnati.
They're not going through the airport, though, man. I mean,
that's actually a good point. Why can't they fly at 8 or 9 or
why'd they get up this morning?
Yeah.
I'm sure they got as fast as they could. I don't know.
We need at least three, because this is Jackie's excuse.
Oh, this feels like a nice Splitsville down in Washington.
No, we need at least three out of four. We got seven out of the next 10 games are against the Nationals. We need at least five.
Yeah, Washington, they're dreadful now.
Why are they playing a game at 11:35 on Sunday morning?
Because of Roku.
Oh, it's a Roku game.
Yeah, so the Roku exclusive, they played even earlier.
Yeah. They did that. Some of the Apple games are in the morning. I thought were Prime games or something.
Really?
Well, Roku games. Every Roku game on Sunday is at 11:35. So I don't know. That's where my mom came over and weed whacked my front lawn because I was watching the film.
That one is 11:35 on Sunday.
Do I have Roku? Do we have that?
I think it's free if you just download the app.
Yeah. If you're in the watching area, is it?
I
gotta watch the freaking. Well, if you don't have Roku, remember you can hear every game on 94 WIP and the free Odyssey.
That's true, yes.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yep.
Did you appreciate Matt Strom tweeting after the game immediately about Bryce Harper's cards?
Okay, this guy. Dude.
What happened?
So, and
you just stood up, sit down, and
well,
sit that
it's
up.
Like, enough!
Yes.
So,
like,
all
what
right.
happened?
So Strom the other day. Strom is like Mr. Baseball card. All right, whatever. We always got to have hobbies. And I think it's pounded in my brain even more because every time there is a rain delay, it's Matt Strom opening baseball cards on NBC Sports Philly, right? So
he's a baseball. He collects baseball cards.
Oh, he loves baseball cards.
Okay.
Yeah, remember we had him on at one point and he's trying to get like this one card or something like of his own card. So he decides a week ago that he's going to get Bryce Harper into baseball cards. And he tweets out, hey, I'm going to get Harp into baseball cards. If you have any exclusive one-of-a-kind Harp cards, he's willing to trade some of his game-used gear for baseball cards. I'm sure Bryce Harper is just like, yeah, get me going. I'm sure this is all Harp and not Matt Strom. So then, 1 hour after they lose 8-0, after two pathetic performances, and by the way, it's not like Matt Strom has been lights out this year. I get a tweet. I see a Matt Strom tweet. Again, an hour after an 8-0 loss.
Yeah.
These Harp cards are wild. I have created a fire I can't contain. Let us get back to Philly next week, and I think I have an idea to make this work. Your patience, I think I got this right this time, are appreciated. No, your patience is appreciated. But that said, can we just settle down on the baseball cards for 2 seconds, wait till the next morning?
Right.
It's sort of like Neshek. Neshek had a baseball card problem. Remember, you go to you made the All-Star team, and then you asked other players to sign cards. And,
oh, did he?
And,
wow.
And Zach Greinke, I think, wanted to stuff him in a locker.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It's just like, come on, man. An hour after the loss?
Yeah.
Oh, when we get back in town, how about instead of worrying about Bryce Harper's baseball cards, you figure out why guys hit balls 110 miles an hour 500 feet off of you? Come dig in, Matt.
I know.
I'm impressed you guys are following Matt Strom.
You know what?
Twitter's like, I don't even follow him. Twitter's like, I bet you want to see this Matt Strom tweet. It gave it to me anyway. Come on, man. Dig in.
Yeah. Lock in, man.
Lock in.
Yeah, stop throwing 91.
Yes.
Get it up a little bit. Pause. Casty.
Yeah.
219 OBP since July 1st. OBP. OBP.
Wow.
It's a little concerning. No walks in August.
There you go. Not That's even, a Casty, man.
Not even one. The question is, you let him play through it, or do you start platooning him with Kepi?
Play through. I'm team play through it. Where are you?
Well, I know he's going to play through it, but I would love for a platoon just to see his reaction to him being platooned.
It would be good content.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there's no way Topper is platooning him.
I think they got to let him play through it. You need him. I think about this
doing?
Way. I think about this way. After he was...
Except ruining my parlays.
Every night.
Stop putting him in your parlays.
Good point.
After that beginning 6 weeks of the season last year, when they let him play through all that, he ended up heating up.
And he
up.
Was even worse then.
He was way worse. He was hitting a
I don't know. He was not worse than
this. No, he was worse then,
dude,
man.
219 OBP since July 1st?
I think...
Unbelievable.
I think, like, I would let him play through it. Because they're going to need everything.
Yeah,
and I can't risk losing him.
I think he might already be lost. Like, if you go back to the day after he was benched to now, he's hitting 222 with a 650 OPS. I mean, he might just, that thing might have just derailed his season. Because then he's starting to swing first pitch all the time after that.
Like he's made six straight games.
By WAR, again, you can say what you want about WAR.
Yeah.
One of the 9 worst players in baseball. Like qualified players in baseball.
Well, I was told he's a good fielder because he didn't have any errors.
Right.
Yeah.
We would never make that argument with Trey.
I would not.
That's almost, it's not quite the same, but that's almost the Jalen and no interceptions thing.
It's exactly the same. Are you kidding me? It is exactly the same.
Elliot would be arguing that he's actually a good defensive player.
Yeah, you can't make an error on a ball you don't get to.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So I think this.
What do you think they're going to do?
So I think there's a chance they start platooning.
But really? I do.
Like, I think they're as annoyed by the Cassie thing as we are.
But get him out of there then.
He will be after the year.
After the year.
After the year.
Well, we were told that about Bohm, by the way.
Well,
they can't be precious about the Nick Castellanos trade, is what I'm saying. If they're going to trade him after the year, you can't be like, we need a better deal. It's like, come on. We all see the same thing.
Yeah, it's time to move on. Yeah.
And at least there's Crawford. Like, if they did want to move on from him,
Come on, Crawford. He's going to be batting 230 next year.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
If he hits 230 with no power, come on. I think we might, this quote, so Dave Dombrowski was on with Murph the other night before the game. Murph is not when he's taking phone calls. This is pregame.
Yeah.
And this might be shedding some light on what has happened with the Kyle Schwarber thing and their thought process.
You've certainly been asked about the guys that will be free agents, Kyle Schwarber being one of them, JT, of course, Ranger. I know those decisions are far away from being made, but the planning for those decisions, it does. It has to start now, right?
Well, you do start looking at it. In fact, you've been looking at it for a while because you're always budgeting towards years ahead. So, yes, you're looking at those type things. I think basically usually when you get to this time of the year, even though there's a lot of anxiousness from people outside the organization, that it's usually not a lot of time where contract negotiations beyond this year take place because you're focused on trying to win right now. You don't want to be a distraction at all. You don't want to have it where you sign this guy and you don't sign that guy. So this group is upset, and so you're in a position where you're thinking about it, you're planning on it. But really, normally, and I will always... There's sometimes exceptions, but the normal procedures would be you wait till after the season to really progress with those type of conversations.
That's a more confident Dave Dombrowski, mm-hmm. it sounded, in signing him. And I get it. You can't – the contract now, you're not getting any bargain if you extend him now. There's no bargain.
And it seems like they're worried about doing it and then annoying JT.
Yes.
And maybe Ranger.
Ranger. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Well. Of course, the Eagles have stopped doing the in-season contracts, which they used to do a lot.
Yes.
And I wonder if maybe that's part of their thinking as well. Yeah. And then just pay him after the year. And it's fine.
And Dombrowski's like, I don't want it to be a distraction. And Schwarber's like, oh, well, I'm just going to do a first pitch. You don't want a distraction?
Yeah. You don't want a distraction? I'll give you one.
Watch this. Yeah, I would go to the Reds.
To me, it's the comments the day before. Yes. Then the first pitch just adds it all together. Yeah. Well,
and the one part from the cut of him talking about it is like, he said, that's my buddy Gordo, basically. I go, we don't know who Gordon is.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know, who the hell's Gordon? Anyway, two final things here. Pete Alonso on the ball where he passed Daryl Strawberry.
Oh,
it was written, Straw goes down. Is that Pete Alonso or is that someone else? If it's Pete Alonso, it's embarrassing.
I don't think it's Pete Alonso. So I saw it. I have nothing against Pete Alonso. Zero.
I have a lot against Pete Alonso.
I know you do.
He hates Pete Alonso.
Yeah. we did a... Carton did a thing with Pete Alonso at a comedy club last year. Pete Alonso was like, he's goofy and awkward, but seems like a totally normal, nice guy. I got nothing against Pete Alonso. Down goes Straw on the ball is the lamest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I simply cannot believe that he wrote on the ball, down goes Straw. Like, that
again,
is disrespectful.
It's 254 home runs.
Well, could you imagine if when Jimmy Rollins became the all-time hit leader, he got the right. ball and he went down goes Schmitty on the
Take
ball?
Take that, Schmitty.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see the reaction of everybody from that.
I would have loved to see the reaction from Schmitty, to be quite honest with you.
He might have got a fight on the field.
Yeah, it would have been on the field fighting right there.
And Strawberry was being...
He was great.
Yeah, he's congratulating Alonso.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, down goes Straw. Come on, man. Have a little respect to one of the best players in franchise history. Yeah, a lame thing. I hope he didn't write it. I haven't seen anybody report
who wrote it. If he didn't write it, Nimmo wrote it.
If Nimmo was a guy, or McNeil.
One of those two rats.
Yeah, Nimmo or McNeil would have written it.
And then final thing, this is a big one. So we are always monitoring the dirtiness in the Phillies booth. We've mentioned Dirty Rube a lot.
Oh, God.
Dude, this is...
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something.
I have not heard it.
It's...
In context, it's hilarious.
Yeah. So there's a...
Or out of context.
This is a video.
So it's a video with T-Mac.
Yeah.
And he is talking to one of the the TikTok content creators. Like, they play his game with fans sometimes. They're like named, they do trivia stuff sometimes.
Okay.
And the thing with T-Mac, they got T-Mac and they're interviewing T-Mac and they're saying, we go back and forth. You name a Philly, I name a Philly. The first one who runs out of a Philly.
It's like around
loses.
The horn.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Okay. Yeah, it's like around the horn.
They're basically playing around the horn.
So here's how it. Here's how that video went.
Oh, wow. Stupid. Oh, God.
He did have his head on his neck,
oh, wow.
On his body. Yeah.
Yeah. Good head. Wow. He meant like a smart player? Is that what he's saying?
I think bald because T-Mac's bald.
Yeah, yeah. They showed a picture of his head.
Gotcha.
I feel like they showed a picture of Polanco right afterwards.
Oh, yeah,
because Polanco was the next guest.
Yeah. Yeah. Polanco's got a... Didn't Polanco have a big head?
Oh, yeah, he had a dome. Yeah, he had a dome. I remember Polanco, yeah.
He was talking about his head on his neck.
Goodness.
No. We're stopping.
Yes, we get the point.
We're stopping.
God.
T-Mac.
Not baseball people, man.
Yeah, everybody's getting involved now. Ben Davis is getting involved.
Ben Davis is a problem. Yeah. Everyone's aware about
it. T-Mac's a problem. Amaro's Rube, a problem.
Yeah,
Stock.
Rube goes the hardest, man.
Yep.
He really does.
Yep.
I know.
Stocker.
Yeah,
Stocker's
a
problem.
Yeah, I got another out-of-pocket Stockett last night.
Oh, you did?
I got to find it, but okay. Yes. Castellanos bumped down to sixth in the lineup tonight. So.
Wow.
The slow move to the eighth.
They're all trying to live up to Sarge.
Sarge is the gold standard.
Yeah.
Clip will ever top jerk off the ball.
Yes, that is the biggest one.
The gold standard.
Do you think they're trying to do with Castellanos like an Office Space where they put Milton in the basement and stop paying him just to give him the hint that he didn't work there anymore? Maybe they just keep moving Castellanos down the lineup till he's out of the lineup, hoping he won't notice. Maybe
it's
that's
getting closer and closer.
215-592-9494. Rick in Harleysville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ray?
Not much. You know what? If they can keep moving Nick down as long as they don't take a stapler.
Yes. His red stapler. Yeah.
Right. How did Ike and Spike, how did you guys just not react at all to when Jack said that he had his mom come over and weed whack the last time the Phillies were on Roku?
Oh, it's an
old story. Because we've already...
Yeah, we've been
roasting him over this already. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, we had talked about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just become a part of Jack lore. Everybody.
I mean, what do you bring it up? Yeah, really. I mean, what does he bring it up? Love Jack, but that's just nothing.
Well, he does nothing.
Yes, he does nothing.
You know, he has his dad changing his tires still.
Has his wife taking care of the kids.
And the house and the
bills.
The car. Yes.
And the bills and the house stuff and Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Still me, though.
It's still me.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, it is. Spike, I noticed that your pledge doesn't include Joe Barrow.
It does.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, yeah. Are you going to take the pledge? The Jalen Hurts QB list pledge?
It doesn't offend me. I don't get bothered. I mean, if they put in 15th or 20th or something like that, then I'd get, I think everybody would... has a right to bitch and complain about it, but not, where he's at now. Top 10, based on what people think of how he is as a quarterback. I want him. He's our guy. He went to two Super Bowls in the past 3 years, won one, and was the MVP. Is he the best throwing quarterback? Absolutely not. We can all agree on, most of us can agree on that.
Yeah.
but he is not, he's our guy, you know. That's so I'm it. Not going to get offended about where somebody else may or may not put him. It's all, I mean, it's content. You got to feed the beast. Get it, you know. And just like you said, that people are, they just want a reaction.
Rick, if I had told all of us 4 years ago we'd have a top 10 quarterback and a Super Bowl and another Super Bowl appearance, are you happy? We'd all have taken that.
Yep.
I'm taking it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So you want to be in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, huh?
I do want to be in the league.
All right. Well, why don't you try to convince us?
Okay.
All right.
Now, from here on out, you can call me Chef Rick because I'm going to cook.
Wow.
Of course, I can attend the draft. Okay.
Okay.
That's basic, and I'll set my team each week.
Yep.
All right. Just a little added bonus for you guys. I haven't played fantasy football in about 35 years. Okay.
So you're going to stink.
Last time I played, this is more of an advantage for you guys.
Yeah, of course.
The last time that I played, I had I went to the Acme with my brother, and we picked up magazines to look at pro football. You know, the internet really was just coming. I mean, I think, when we did the draft, the commissioner was writing everything down on, you know, pen and paper. It was ridiculous. So, all right, other qualifications. I'm one of the many listeners in the whole that aren't regular callers. I'm a Foxhole guy.
Okay.
All right. Now, you guys have heard this expression. It doesn't apply to you. Mm-hmm. Where people have the face for radio.
Yes.
You've heard that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I have the voice for print media, unfortunately, so I don't call in a lot.
Yeah.
I was at the McGurk's in Warrisford with the Jeffrey over Josh.
Okay.
That's a deep cut.
Okay. Yeah.
I was there by myself in front. Spike, I spoke with you afterwards. I asked if you were the Spike that worked at another radio station. We had a little conversation. Might have started a few Eagles chants.
There you go.
My own.
All right.
You know.
All right, Rick. So you are registered.
Oh, there's more. Oh wait, no. I got. Oh,
all right, you got 10. You got 15 more seconds.
I'm a regular on the text line. I'm no Alex from Lancaster, but my texts are on and they're red.
Okay.
I have a signed copy of Jack's book that I pre-ordered from moneyballbook.com.
Okay.
I'm a 5-year-old Creedsman.
Okay.
I have a suggestion. One, you know, here's the best. I sent a scathing email to Rod Lakin.
There you go.
Over 650 words.
For us not being a training camp. Yeah.
Yes, you guys have been not being a training camp.
All right, Rick, you are officially and Jack, can you confirm he is a text line contributor?
He is, yeah.
Okay, all right.
You made a text line the other day.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
By the way, rod.lakin@odyssey.com. Here is another day we were not at Eagles training camp. He has until next Wednesday. If he doesn't get it done, I give his cell number out on the air.
Wow.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Nick Foles gives us even more insight into the Philly special.
Foles-y?
You thought you knew everything. Well, seems like you didn't. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's back on your radio tonight, 6:45 first pitch, Phil's and Nationals. If you hadn't heard, the Phil's had a problem with their plane last night in Cincinnati, so just arrived in D.C. at 4 o'clock. It is Jesus Luzardo on the mound for the Phillies tonight. Talking today about the QB list, and I'm asking you to take a pledge to stop overreacting and getting emotional about the list. We won the Super Bowl. The list don't matter. You don't even know who made the list. Do you have Seltzer's audio again? I just want to play it. This is what I heard James Seltzer. James Seltzer, who I care about, Ike, as a person.
You do?
Feels like he is mentally breaking down because Justin Herbert was ahead of Jalen Hurts on this list. Here's what James said.
I care that Justin Herbert was taken higher. Jalen Hurts is so much better than Justin Herbert. I'm so freaking tired of this. Like, Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game. He lost. He had the biggest loss in the history of
the
playoffs.
How many points?
33 points or whatever at halftime. Like, he's a loser. And all Jalen does is win every freaking game that this freaking guy plays. Every big game he comes through in the biggest of moments. Like, it's so dumb. Like, honestly, I've gotten to the point, and I'm saying it as I'm getting upset, so I'm like, oh, I don't get upset about it.
No, the
but
latest,
it's
the
so dumb, I can't even take it seriously
James.
Anymore.
Pledge being, I am an Eagles fan. We won the Super Bowl. I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next QB list. No matter where Justin Herbert is, no matter where Josh Allen is, it doesn't matter because we won the Super Bowl. Ike has refused to take the pledge. Jack won't take the pledge either.
Also, Jalen's not so much better than Justin Herbert. I mean, he's not. You can make the case he's not even better than Justin Herbert. You want to go by resume? Okay. But he's not.
Like, well, you don't think he's better than Justin Herbert?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
No. I know.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Same draft class, too.
Who could forget?
How many Super Bowls has... No.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's had the better career?
Jalen.
Okay. Well, he should
Yeah, be. Yeah, yeah.
As I am not dumb.
Well, I mean, you got Joe Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jalen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty good QB class, by the way.
QB class.
You know, Jordan Love, I would expect, still has some issues, but I would expect to be a good quarterback for a long time.
They all got paid.
They did all get paid.
Yeah, all of them got paid. Even Tua.
Tua got
Remember
paid.
2 years ago, people wanted Tua to retire, man.
Dude, still,
like, he's got to retire.
He can do whatever he wants. I still think to myself, man, too many concussions. Like, you've your whole life. Again, he can choose to do whatever he wants. I'm not judging. Yeah. I don't know Tua. I don't root for Tua or root against Tua. I worry that we're going to get the...
We had some bad ones.
Yes,
bad
ones.
He had the scary ones where...
He was out for weeks.
Yeah, he had the scary ones, yeah.
Not the one where you're out 1 week, you pass the test or whatever. He's had the bad ones. But I guess, what did Mike ask me the other day? Mike, our podcast partner asked me, he's like, hey, he's like, you've been talking into a microphone for how long? And I said, since I was 19. And he said, if you found out that talking into a microphone, like, probably gives you cancer, what would you do? And I'm like, well, I don't really know how to do anything else. I'm already 49. I've already made it pretty far. I'd probably just keep talking into a microphone. What the hell else am I going
to
do?
So you didn't talk to a microphone when you were the program director.
I still did. I was doing the podcast the whole time.
Yeah,
it was.
So I was still talking into a microphone.
It was.
You know what I mean?
But you could be a manager.
Yeah, but I don't want to be a manager again. I'd rather risk the mic cancer, to be quite honest with you. I don't want to be a manager again. So I guess if you're Tua, you play, that's what you do. You play football. He's willing to take the risk. God bless my guy.
He wouldn't have got that big check.
No. Yeah. Well, didn't he get the check before? It was after?
I was surprised Miami still paid him.
That is crazy. After?
They stuck with him, yeah.
Wow. What do you think of him as a quarterback? He's hard to figure,
right? I like Tua coming out.
Yeah,
I liked him coming out.
You were two over Burrow.
Yeah, that's one of the bad ones. Yeah, that's
your Noah Vonleh.
Yeah, that's my Noah Vonleh one right there. Yeah, that's one of the bad ones. He's more of a product of the system.
Yes. Yeah.
So having Mike McDaniels down there, that's a good offense for him. You got Tyreek Hill. It doesn't do a whole lot for me. I missed on Tua. I thought Tua, and he's smaller than I thought he was.
Yeah, you can see it, when you're watching football.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel, I watch him in press conferences and interviews.
He's cooked.
Now, he's clearly a smart guy, and I like how snarky he is. That guy can't coach the head coach of a football team.
I made the mistake of being McDaniel's guy over Sirianni. No shot.
No.
He's talking about 8 Mile today.
Yeah, you watch.
What's he talking about, 8 Mile?
Yeah. I guess they got dominated in practice, and like for some reason, he just opened up for 8 minutes talking about Eminem and 8 Mile.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, he seems like a podcaster.
He does, but he's a podcaster. He'll be there. He'll be working in one of these companies after he gets fired.
He's too sarcastic and all that kind of stuff.
Who would ever be sarcastic?
Well, not as an NFL. Nobody's offering to hire me to be an NFL coach. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
If I know, I'm just opening up to you guys if you want. I know it's not the same, but like if you guys want, my son's team's got open practice on Saturday. I'll get you some interviews. We'll have the Booster Club Bing Reed is in. I mean, I'm just throwing out.
It's so insulting. The big
we
dogs
should actually
on the
do
station.
It, though. It's so insulting.
Yes.
We should go to his son's practice and interview the players.
And
play it on the air.
Yes.
And see if the boss likes that.
Yeah, tell Lakin. How old are they, Gary?
They're high school.
There we go. That's what we're doing, Lakin. You won't get us, a big Eagles player or whatever. All right, fine. We found a different team to talk to.
What was the question that you asked Corey about Burrow? Because I had an answer.
Oh, about
it wasn't Corey.
No, it was. It was. Oh, that
no,
wasn't
it wasn't Corey.
Corey.
No, it wasn't Corey. It was, somebody asked me. I said he said
Jerry in Douglasville.
Jerry in Douglasville said that Jalen is better. He said Joe Burrow will never win a Super Bowl, and which is funny for a guy who's already been to a Super Bowl. But he said Joe Burrow will never win a Super Bowl, and I said why? And he said because he only cares about himself, doesn't care about the team. And I asked him for an instance that shows that Joe Burrow's not a team guy. And he couldn't come up with
the Batmobile.
But that doesn't make him not a team guy. It just makes him rich.
All right, fine.
Well, he bought the Batmobile.
Yeah, I mean, he's just rich. He seems like...
Oh, my God.
Gary, my perception is that players think Burrow is good. That is my perception.
Oh, no, they know.
Burrow is good, yes.
Well, did you see the offensive lineman yesterday?
No.
For the Bengals? Because the kid, the first-round pick who was fighting with the organization because they wouldn't pay him, he like ran into Burrow's legs, and the offensive lineman was like, that's our only way of winning.
That's a no-no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went in there out of control.
Okay.
And wound up hitting the quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the O-line ain't going to like that.
Yeah. No, Burrow, then, Burrow seems like a good locker room guy.
Yeah. It's Joe Cool, man. Yeah. It's Joe Cool, yeah.
Joe
Scheisty.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
All right, Gary. Thank you for the call. There you go. Yeah. So speaking of quarterbacks, you know, one of the most legendary, I won't say best, but one of the most legendary.
Mount Rushmore?
One of the most legendary quarterbacks in Eagles history is Nick Foles. And, you know, we love Nick Foles. I love Nick Foles. And Nick Foles, you know, after most recently has like this clothing brand, you know, dad season or whatever, and Philly hats. And, you know, you can't hate on him for capitalizing.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
On Philly. So a video popped up yesterday, apropos of nothing, came out of nowhere. Here is what Nick Foles posted yesterday.
This is for all you football fans out there, probably primarily Eagles fans and those who hate the Patriots. But today is a history of the Philly Special. The full name of the Philly Special is not simply Philly Special. You've probably seen it on NFL films. You've probably seen it on clips over and over again. I did not get in the huddle and look at my wristband and just say Philly Special. It's actually, the full name of the play is Float to Pistol Target Left Bunch Philly Special on the dummy kill. That's where I do my acting job, go over the lane, say lane. That's what the dummy kill means. So there was more to it than just Philly Special. Thought y'all might find it interesting. Hope you enjoyed the fun fact of the day pertaining to the Philly Special.
So the first thing is, I could never remember the names of football plays if I had to be a quarterback. They would have to just make them.
Dude, they used to be worse.
Oh, really?
You ever heard John Gruden call out?
Oh, yes.
Man.
Well, that's where, like, people always share that Chris Sims video whenever Jalen, like, he's ripping Jalen about not remembering the play.
Yeah.
That play seems impossible to remember.
Yeah. Well,
that's how they used to be.
I think I've told this story before, but they used to do this thing the Eagles used to do called Chalk Talk or something, where they would bring in media members, and you would go through this sort of circuit of different coaches, and they would talk to you about what they did.
Help you understand.
Yes.
Game
and I
bit.
Think they were trying
Elliot
to
needs to do that.
They were trying to let you know you don't know anything.
That's exactly what they were doing.
So they brought us into the wide receiver room, and Marty Morningweg went up there and explained all that went into one play, and I was like, all right, I get it. I'm too dumb for this. I get it. But I also wonder, is Nick Foles just like bored? Does Nick Foles need like maybe a hobby, play golf or something?
Well, he's like the state champion pickleball player.
Oh, is he?
Like, I think he founded one of these pickleball leagues. So he's apparently great at that too. Seems like he's great at everything.
Well, he's a good basketball player too.
Allegedly.
Right? Nicky Six. There's some tape of that.
Recruited to Georgetown.
Again. Oh, yeah, you hate Nick.
They got a Georgetown.
I thought it was Baylor, too. I thought it was...
Yeah, it was Texas.
Yeah. You still hold against Nick, the Carson thing.
I told you. Me and Nick are in a good place.
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
No, it's just I never bought the basketball thing because he ran like a duck. Okay. And it was hard for me to envision that. Other thing, minor thing, I'm sick and tired of these content creators that put the little mic... Little mic sounds
holding
horrible.
Oh, holding the little mic?
Oh,
yeah. It's always overmodulated.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Herb from the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, Spike?
Hey, Herb.
A lot of people were beating on Jalen Hurts this week, I hear, huh?
Not really.
Got to practice better, Herb.
Yeah.
Don't worry about practice. You don't need practice. Did Allen Iverson practice? No, he didn't practice. We already won a Super Bowl, okay? Relax.
Yeah. Relax.
Right, I agree.
That's
relax, right.
Yeah, right. I didn't care about practice, right?
Yeah. Yeah, practice, not a big deal at all. I don't even know why they do it.
If you know how I felt Sunday night going into Monday, I haven't slept for 3 days. Last night was the first night I slept.
Whoa. What happened, Herb?
What happened?
Food poisoning.
Oh, no.
I was at Holy Redeemer Hospital for 3 days.
Oh, no.
What'd you eat?
With food poisoning?
I don't know. I went to Nifty 50s. Twice on Sunday, and I come home and...
Twice?
Watch the Phillies game, and...
How long in between meals, Herb?
Nah, I eat every three and a half, four hours or so, but I...
No, but you ate at the same place twice in one day?
Well, I had breakfast at Nifty 50, then I came back about 1 or 1:30, and then I went to the gym, and then I went over to... pick up some couple items at Giant, and then after Giant,
any other brands you want to get in there?
Seriously,
I went home, and right after the Phillies game was over, I had some tuna fish with mayonnaise and
that could have been it.
We found the source.
White rice.
Yep.
So I went to go lay down about 8 o'clock.
You had tuna fish with mayonnaise and white rice?
Yeah, well, you know, I heated up the white rice. But
Of course. Sorry.
Okay, so it's about 8:30. All of a sudden, boom, man, my stomach was like,
uh-oh.
Got a little rumble in the jungle, huh?
Yeah, something was wrong. And you know what a colonoscopy, you got to prepare to have a colonoscopy.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Imagine that.
Okay, and you're on the toilet for two, three, 4 hours. You know,
wow.
Shitting out that Gatorade.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Really,
you know,
going.
The Gatorade. So.
Watch your mouth. Yeah.
By midnight, it was doesn't all water care. Coming out. Mm. All water coming out.
Oh, both ends?
So. All right. None. We can't be that descriptive. We gotta chill out on this.
7:30.
We got hold on. Herb. I want you to continue to tell the story. You got to watch how descriptive you're being on this stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
7:30 in the morning, I wound up. I took a shower, and I went right over to the ER.
Whoa, and they keep you hydrated, I guess?
They put an IV on me. They give me they gave me a CAT scan. They took me then. They took me upstairs, and I had another test.
Okay.
An ultrasound. They thought they on Tuesday the doctor came in and said, "I think you might
be pregnant.
We're not sure yet. We think you might have a tumor in the gallbladder."
Oh no!
Way to go, Spike.
And it's either that or a gallstone. But then by the late afternoon, he says, "No, you're okay."
That's bad.
Some whirlwind.
Holy moly! And you were in there for 3 days.
Food poisoning?
Yeah, I didn't leave till last night, like 7:30, man. Yeah.
Wait, did you? Yeah, I hope you tipped the nurses and the doctor, though.
Yeah, the nurses, the girls were good, man. They were nice.
God.
They were.
Here we go.
There was a few 18, 19 year olds.
All right. This call.
Glad they were of age.
Wait a minute. What hospital did you go to?
18, 19. Yeah. Olds. What were they doing?
Yeah, there's no way.
Were they candy stripers?
Yeah. Wait, did you actually go to the hospital?
Holy Redeemer, yeah.
Okay,
Redeemer,
all right. 18, 19 sounds...
That sounds kind of young. Herb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're starting young, these girls, man.
Oh, my goodness.
They're starting young, yeah.
Don't bother you none, huh?
But how would they get through nurse school?
That's the issue.
Yeah.
Spike, I got to show you something tomorrow when I stop by.
Okay.
Before I go to work.
What do you have to show us?
You're going to blow your mind.
I hope it's not any pictures of what you went through the last few days.
No, I got a picture of your wife, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
What is going on here?
And I tell you what, she looks better than you, boy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Why are you...
She's pretty hot. Your wife is pretty hot.
She is. My wife is hot.
Yeah,
definitely.
There you go.
I'll kick my coverage. Blah, 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 blah.
How'd you get the photo?
You lucky you can have her. You have her, man. You're lucky.
I know. I love her very much.
Sorry, Herb.
Where did you get the photo?
far, far away, bro. Far, far away, let's just say.
Okay.
Oh, you went looking for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't in Philly, that's for sure.
What?
Are you sure this is actually my wife?
Oh, yeah. I know it's your wife, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me the context of the photo?
Yeah, let me get on this here. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think...
Let me go pull this up.
I'm glad you didn't get a picture of my wife.
Yeah.
I know how you like the chocolate.
Now, my wife...
Yeah.
Okay. What is the picture? Like, what's the context around it?
I'm trying to find... Give me a second. I'll get it down. Let me roll down here.
Awesome. Okay. Is it
roll down? Okay. Well, here I am.
What?
Okay. Your wife's got actually... like light, little blonde mixture, right? With maybe some spots of brown or whatever.
Yeah, but what's she doing in the photo?
She's cute looking. She's holding. You got a dog, right?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it's right in front of your house too. I think.
Oh, nice. What's his address?
No. All right. I thought he might be talking about something else, but he's not. Yeah, okay, all right.
Good. At least Spike is there.
Yeah, right. The holy hell.
This is terrifying.
What's that?
You must know the picture, right?
I guess.
You got the peace sign.
Yeah, it's a staple.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's the one with him in the Knicks jersey? That's usually the one that gets floated around. Yeah, people are mad at you.
Yeah. All right.
The poison guy, the guy with the poison, the white, picture of the poison thing, and it says Philly with a green eagle. Yeah.
And how'd you get this photo?
Yeah. How'd you get the photo?
I got it, brother. Don't worry about it.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Why do you have it?
Why do you have it?
Somebody sent it to me,
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't need Google searching my wife.
Hey, how come you didn't take me to training camp, bro?
Yeah,
what was that all about?
Yeah,
you
get
was
it off
in the hospital.
That's a good point.
Yeah, this week I was in the hospital.
Well, when was I going to take you?
And then how about Sunday, I wouldn't have
Sunday. I was doing what you just described a little while ago.
Sunday, I was wound up being sick.
Monday I had to go get a colonoscopy Monday.
Yeah. So
you know what I was doing Sunday.
Yeah. Seems like you guys were having similar, had a similar day.
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Herb. Well, this has been.
I'll see you tomorrow.
He's got a photo for you.
I know. I'm aware.
1:30, 1:45. I can't stay that long because I got to go to Y. I got to pick up the Flyers alumni. We got 3 buses tomorrow.
Well, make sure you tell them about your food poisoning and the picture of my wife.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Herb. All right. Goodbye. Oh, my God.
Brother. What a creepy laugh.
Boy, I was nervous there for a while.
Yeah.
Still am, frankly.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm incredibly nervous.
Herb's going to be outside your house.
Yeah. I see your house there. He's like, oh, thanks.
Great.
Thanks, Herb.
He starts off. I got a picture of your wife.
Yeah, it sounded like a threat.
I'm like, what?
What a world. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Oh, man. We got to honor an Eagles great.
Okay.
Going into the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Okay.
5 best Eagles free agent signings of my lifetime. A little sportsy one.
Wow, okay. All right, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.